Rabbi Lyman asked me to go through some of the halachas of Chanukah. So the next 2 weeks, we have the Chanukah. We'll go through some of the halachas of Chanukah. Chazal basically instituted three mitzvahs in connection with Chanukah. The most obvious one is that we know that we light the neiris for Chanukah, halachas neiris. Chazal also instituted that this is the time of the hodos of the Hallel. The hodos we accomplish by instituting our nisim in our tefillos, and on both in Shemoneh Esrei in the paragraph of Modim, of thanking, and in benching in the paragraph of Nodeh Lecha, again in the paragraph of thanking, we insert Al Nisim, and we also say Hallel. We say Hallel, the halachas of the mitzvah saying Hallel Shalem after every morning during davening. We're going to start with the halachas of Al Nisim. It's smaller. We'll talk about those, and then we'll move on to the halachas, and we'll move on to the halachas of halachas Neiris. So just a few points about the saying Al Nisim. Number one, Mishaburah's Hakroah, unless you have a specific meaning. Otherwise, Mishaburah's Hakroah is that the correct Nusach is Ve'al Al HaNisim with a Vav. Mishaburah says that it's a Magen Avraham. Mishaburah passes like that, the correct Nusach is Ve'al Al HaNisim, not Al HaNisim. There's a halacha of a person saying a tefillah, even if they're familiar with a tefillah, they have not said a tefillah in 30 days, that they should say it Mitech HaSidr. They should say it, even if you know Al HaNisim, Al Nisim Bal Peh, you're familiar with it, then you know the whole thing. The first time you say it, a tefillah which you have not said recently, a person should say it from inside of a siddur to make sure that he says it properly. So the first time you say it, you make sure that you say it from inside of a siddur. One of the most common questions we have Al Nisim is that a person forgot to say Al Nisim. So at what point the law is that Al Nisim is not a tefillah which you have to repeat Shemoneh Esrei for? It's not one of the hosafas that we introduce at the Shemoneh Esrei which requires us to go back if we forgot it. But there is a law that until you finish the bracha, you would go back and say Al Nisim. So a person forgot Al Nisim and he gets to the paragraph of Al Kulam and he still hasn't said the bracha at the end, he would go back, say Al Nisim, and continue an order. Till he gets to the words Baruch Atah, he can still go back. Once he says Hashem's name, he does not go back. Once he says Baruch Atah Hashem at the end of that bracha, Atayv Shimcha, once he says the word Hashem, even though he has not said Atayv Shimcha yet, he does not go back. The same thing is true in benching. The Mishaburah does bring that there is, the Ramo actually brings that there is a halacha by benching. There is another way to introduce it into benching. At the end of benching, we say harachamons. We say harachamons, and we make insertions in the harachamons for the different yomim tovim, for Shabbos and for Yom Tov. So you can insert it for over there. You can insert a harachamon with Al Nisim in it as well. You say the following formula: harachamon hu yasal anu nisim and iflaos k'moy shasitz alav v'sena b'yomim ha'im azman hazeh. And then you can continue with the paragraph, which is found in Al Nisim. So again, so you would make a bakasha, the version should make Nisim and Iflaos for us the same we did in that time. You can actually do that in the Shemoneh Esrei if you would want to as well. A person forgot Al Nisim in the Lakayin and Tzor, he could do that as well. Question which comes up is, a person is davening Shemoneh Esrei, he's holding towards the end of Shemoneh Esrei, he has not said Al Nisim yet. And they start Chazar Sashatz. So he realizes if he says Al Nisim, he will miss saying Kedusha. And if he says Al Nisim, he will miss saying Kedusha. If he skips it, because it's not Mahakev, he'll be able to say Kedusha. And we'll make the question more interesting because the Rizal says that answering Kedusha is a mitzvah deraisa. It's a key of the mitzvah deraisa, but Nikdashi b'sech b'nei Yisrael. Al Nisim is a din derabanan. So maybe we should argue that a person should skip Al Nisim in order to be able to answer Kedusha. So this question was asked to the Shulchan Aruch Harav. In the back of Shulchan Aruch Harav, he has tshuvas. And the first tshuva is actually this question. And he says, you do not skip the saying Al Nisim. You say Al Nisim and you would not answer Kedusha. Because he explains the logic why behind it. When you have a mitzvah in front of you right now, you do that mitzvah. You don't go through another mitzvah But that is a halacha, that a person, Al Nisim is important enough that we say it, even though it would mean at the expense of not answering Kedusha. Have a good morning.